Do you want your Secret Service agents protecting your president to have to worry about having a loaded weapon, which is what a German Shepherd is, who is vicious, attacking them from behind? That's the situation the Secret Service was in. The other big news this week was Joe Biden's darn dog, Commander. What a nightmare. And really another indication just how depraved President Biden is when it comes to the safety and security of the people around him that he's responsible for as President of the United States, who has to run that operation in the White House. And here's some news reports that showed how the issue escalated.
In a new development, Commander Biden, the president's two-year-old German Shepherd, has been removed from the White House after a string of biting incidents, at least a dozen involving Secret Service personnel. The statement came shortly after CNN, citing multiple sources, reported that Commander has been involved in more biting incidents than previously acknowledged at the White House.
Commander has bitten another Secret Service agent. It is the 11th known biting incident involving the two-year-old German Shepherd at the White House and in Delaware.
Now, Judicial Watch first uncovered that the dog was out of control back in July. We'd begun asking for records in the early part of the year, and they stonewalled us. I think we had to sue, and we finally got the records and showed there were at least 10 attacks as of July. And the Biden people at the time said, oh, we're going to take care of it, don't worry, which, of course, wasn't acceptable for any other American citizen. 10 people get bitten or attacked, and you keep the dog? No, that's not the way it's supposed to work. Sure enough, they didn't do anything, or whatever they did didn't work. And not only was another Secret Service agent, and who knows how many other staff attacked, but again, they still hadn't done anything to protect the people around them. And of course, CNN is, and the Biden gang is trying to blame the Secret Service for this. You know, it was a few weeks ago. I don't know if you saw the story. I don't know if I talked about it on here. But Biden was out there, and it was an interview. Maybe it was for a book. And he had suggested that the Secret Service had exaggerated commanders attacking them. Now, prior to that, Judicial Watch had uncovered that Major had attacked many more people than had been acknowledged, and Major had been shipped off to the farm. I don't know where he is now. And the Biden White House was caught lying about the attacks then. Commander comes in. We get a tip. The dog's out of control there. And who does the Biden gang blame? The Secret Service, the victims of the dog bites. Even CNN's reporting this week, they talk about, the dog's afraid of the Secret Service, these big guys with guns. This is the dog can know what a gun is. I mean, unbelievable. Your dog bites another person and you blame the person? This is from the CNN report. The president and the first lady care deeply about the safety of those who work at the White House and those who protect them every day. They remain grateful for the patience and support of the U.S. Secret Service and all involved as they continue to work through solutions. Commander is not presently on the White House campus while next steps are evaluated. So I don't know where the dog is now. The dog can't be anywhere near the Secret Service, can't be near anywhere where the president and his family are, because there are too many people around the president, and it's not too many people, meaning too much security, too many people for the dog. The dog is a menace. We are lucky no one's been killed. At least one person has been treated at the hospital. I mean, at one point, there was in one of the previous attacks, I think the agent was like using his forearm and the dog was grasping onto his forearm. I mean, imagine a dog grabbing onto your arm like that, the nightmare of that. And he's trying to tell us they care about their safety. They didn't do anything. And in Delaware, you know, if he's up at the house in Delaware, where the president spends 40% of his time, ton of Secret Service and other support staff up there. One of the incidents that we had uncovered, the dog, because German Shepherds are really smart. If you've had a German Shepherd, they're smart dogs. I think it was a Secret Service technician, a video technician, security technician, came to the front door. It's not clear who was at the front door, but the person was at the front door. The dog slipped around and bit the guy on the back. And so we're glad 6 months after Judicial Watch, 5 months after Judicial Watch first exposed it in July, now the commander may be in a place not where he can potentially seriously hurt or worse, innocents. Well, here we've got a Biden administration, a Biden White House that's oblivious, blaming the Secret Service. And as I said in the CNN story, they said it's contributed to a combustible situation between the Secret Service and the Bidens, as if the Secret Service is doing something wrong because 10, 11 of their agents were attacked. And in the Biden, and then the Daily Mail, I think, had a story showing the dog biting someone else's arm. I don't know if we can pull that up. You can yell at me over the speaker if you can pull that up. It's not clear. It's not clear if you'll probably be able to see it. You can just Google it. And it's not clear if it was a friendly bite or not. But you don't. Dogs should not be biting people. I don't. And do me a favor. I want you to go ahead and look up your local rules and regulations about dangerous dogs. Here in the District of Columbia, it's pretty clear that if the rules were followed, if they applied to the White House, and it's unclear if they do or not, they probably don't, the dog would have been designated a dangerous dog and removed. And, you know, so now this is the second or third, this is at least the second dog where there had been issues. As I said, Major had also been biting. He had to be removed, and then this dog. Now, I remember people early on were saying, well, it's not the dog, it's the owner. Well, sometimes it's the dog, you know, and the owner doesn't, you know, sometimes you get a shepherd or a dog, especially that type of dog that has that guard dog mentality is bred, and they're just bred in a way that whatever line the dog came from, there's nothing you can do. Genetically, they're going to be aggressive. But we heard from a source that Biden mistreats his dogs. And this is what we said in our release this week. I want to stick to the release so I don't give away the source. According to a Judicial Watch source, President Biden has mistreated his dogs. Judicial Watch has learned he has punched and kicked his dogs. Okay. Now, we wouldn't have put that out there unless we had good reason to believe it was true and we didn't have a reliable source. And as folks told CNN and as Judicial Watch was telling you months ago, this is a workplace safety issue. You know, the CEO of a company bringing their dog in and he starts biting all the employees. What do you think would happen to the CEO or the dog? So what next? Judicial Watch is sued. We just sued again for more records. As I said, we had records, you know, from the beginning part of the year that showed 10 bites. Now CNN's reporting at least one other agent was bitten, and who knows how many other staff. And if the Secret Service supposedly is telling folks they don't keep a record, well, they do keep records. They do. You can bet they have the records. And Judicial Watch had asked for the records, and once again, we were stonewalled for months, and so we sued again. Acquired in December 2021, Commander, pure blood, that's the vaccine stuff, right? A purebred German Shepherd replaced another German Shepherd, Major, which was reportedly given to family friends following a series of attacks on Secret Service and White House staff. In April of 2022, Judicial Watch released records detailing multiple attacks and damages to Secret Service members by Major at both the White House and Biden's lake home in Wilmington. In July, we uncovered the records from the Homeland Security Department, which is the agency that oversees the Secret Service. So the Secret Service is a sub-agency of DHS. In a related lawsuit, which revealed 10 attacks by Biden's German Shepherd between October 22nd and January 2023. So what happens is we updated the FOIA, say, give us records that happened of attacks that happened after the beginning of the year, and that's when they stonewalled us. So that's where we are now. And so we sued for the records. For instance, the records included, this is why they don't want to give us more records, because of what we had previously uncovered. They included an email exchange between a uniformed division officer and their November 3rd attack victim. The first officer asked, "Doing all right, blank? That's freaking crazy, that stupid dog rolling my eyes, blank." The victim replied, "My leg and arm still hurt. He bit me twice and ran at me twice." The colleague replied, "What a joke, blank. If it weren't their dog, he would already have been put down. Freaking clown needs a muzzle. Hope you get the feeling better." I mean, you had Secret Service agents trying to hide behind chairs. And I remember with Major, you know, the concern was that someone was going to have to shoot the dog to defend themselves. I mean, these are law enforcement officers. And they're designed, they're not designed, but their job, oh, there you go. That's the story that came out, the picture that came out this week. Does that look like a friendly bite to you? I guess you can be the judge of that. But a dog practices real biting by engaging in friendly biting, right? And we know that the German Shepherd commander was doing the real biting. So as I was saying, the Secret Service is supposed to be protecting Biden. And, you know, imagine Biden's in the center of a circle, right? Secret Service agents guarding him, right? Do you want your Secret Service agents protecting your president to have to worry about having a loaded weapon, which is what a German Shepherd is, who is vicious, attacking them from behind? That's the situation the Secret Service was in. In fact, according to CNN, there were certain areas of the White House that they kept away from when the dog was present. So let me be clear here. They are supposed to protect every place in the White House, the entire facility, the entire complex. But because of this darn dog, the White House complex was not fully protected because the Secret Service personnel couldn't go into the area where the dog was. So this is a government corruption scandal. We had federal law enforcement officers abused, attacked by this dog. No one came in to defend them, other than Judicial Watch. And I guess someone got fed up and talked to CNN finally. The agency still continues to cover up for Joe. We have new evidence that Joe is abusing his dog and has abused all three of the dogs, by the way. It wasn't just Major, but also Commander, obviously, and then the dog before that, Champ, who passed away. So the poor Secret Service, they're treated like dirt by Joe Biden. They are seen as a political organization, obviously by the president's staff, treated like furniture. Because otherwise, why would you let the dog maul your furniture in the Secret Service? I mean, that's the Biden way, right? And we saw more recently the Secret Service, you know, basically was embarrassed into this fake investigation of the cocaine in the Biden White House. And then they're told they can't defend, as Judicial Watch uncovered, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Robert Kennedy Jr., despite them, Kennedy, obviously, besides his name making him a heightened risk, putting him at heightened risk for attack when he's running for president. He was getting threats from known subjects that the FBI, the Secret Service knew about, and he still wasn't offered protection by this Biden regime. The Secret Service has been abused and politicized by Joe Biden. Abused in the sense of withheld protection from Kennedy. Politicized in that respect as well, and obviously abused by allowing his dog to bite those agents with impunity. Impunity. And how do I know it's impunity? Because they're attacking the Secret Service now. They're defending the dog. So I'll let you know if we get anything from this lawsuit. I think we will. I think we will. So poor commander. I know no one wants to see the dog put to sleep or deprived of the family that he loves. I'm sure he loves the Bidens and some of the staff at the White House. But he's a menace. He is an absolute menace. And I'm more concerned about the people he bit rather than the dog, frankly. Especially in these circumstances. As I said in our statement, let's be blunt, this dangerous dog could have killed someone, and the ongoing administration cover-up of the Biden dog attacks on Secret Service agents is a dangerous scandal. Because what are you going to do, bring in another dog who's going to get abused by Biden, and then he's attacking Secret Service agents again? Maybe they should pass a law banning Biden from owning dogs. I say that half jokingly, but I mean, gosh. Man, thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and like our video down below.